but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. Said he shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water. They'll bring forth its fruit in its season, and its leaf shall not wither. But whatsoever he doeth, it shall prosper. So tonight, I want to talk to you a while. If God will help us to understand what he wanted me to say, I've asked him, Lord, is this what you want? And this is what he wants. So I want to do it. Praise God. Counsel or counselors? Who do you go to when you're time of trouble? Do you look to a man? No, no. Come and look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Isaiah said there's going to come, and his name is going to be precious. He's going to be great, and he's going to be mighty. He's going to be a counselor. Jesus, come, praise God, to draw us unto himself. And he come, praise God, and laid down his life, and he rose again so that you and I could be free from all this world and all this sin. But we have to go to him every day. We got to walk upright before him. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He said, I'll give you rest. I'll tell you what we need, brother. We don't need nobody outside of the Son of God. We need him in our hearts and our lives. He said, if you'll come unto me, you'll find rest. Why don't people have rest, brother? It's because of I want to know what you know and what do you think about it. Jesus has plainly told you and I, he wants to be our Savior. He wants to be our Counselor. He wants to be our Provider. He wants to be, praise God, our Redeemer. And he is my Redeemer. He is my Counselor. And glory to God, he wants all of his people to understand one thing. You can get some bad counsels. You get people to counsel you. Tell you this and tell you that. I want to just go to the first book of Genesis and let you know that Eve got the wrong counselor. When the devil came and talked to her, she submitted to what he said. And he said, surely you'll not die. That's what the world's saying. I talked to a man today. They called me this morning. A good friend of mine. He's a sinner, my man. Backslider. And they said yesterday, he was went to the doctor and come back home. Nobody was there, and his daughter come home and found him laying in the floor and didn't know what's wrong. They had him in the hospital. I've talked to him about his soul. I told him about this man called Jesus. I want to just take my time and tell you, folks, don't get too carried away on what others do and what others say, because if you don't get in the Word of God yourself, you will be carried away with the counsel of the ungodly. I'm here to tell you there's people that will lead you the wrong way. They'll tell you the wrong thing just to get you to come with them. I'm going with Jesus, God's Son. I'm going to live, praise God, the way he said to live. I'm going to tell you we got to be straight and strong in the Word and know what he said. If we'll go to him, he'll help us. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. We got to find out what Jesus wants us to do and then do it. I walked in that hospital and he smiled and he was glad to see me. He told his mom. He said, that's my best friend. Said, I can talk to him. He don't tell everybody. Nobody knows. He said, we've talked about things nobody would ever know. I stood there a while and had a burden in my heart and tears began to come in my eyes. I couldn't help it. I wasn't trying to help it. I was just glad. I looked at him and I said, listen. I said, you know, when you talked a few days ago and I told you how you needed the Lord. Yeah, he remembered that. I told him, praise God, that Jesus died for him. He knowed that. See, he went to Bible college. He really knows a whole lot of, he probably knows, quote, more Bible than I can quote. But if you don't live it, then when you sin, I'm here to tell you, I want to give you good counsel tonight. I want to give every one of you good counsel right out of the Word of God. If you don't repent when you sin, you'll go to hell. You've got to repent. I told that young man, I said, son, let me tell you something. You know what you need to do. I said, I got a son just like it. He knows. We brought him up right. He got what was in church quite a while, and he'd seen so many things and things people said, and it just tore him up. You know why? He was getting counsel from the wrong place. Take Brother Dan sitting here. He was raised a Catholic. Over 12 years ago, he walked by the church. He was intoxicated. Come in, praise God, and went to the altar. And next night he come back. And the next night, brother got down beside him and said, call. He was saying, Hail Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now at this hour of the death. And this brother got down and said, brother, call on the name of Jesus. Brother Dan started saying, save me, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. I'm talking about counsel, church. It's not how good you can put the words out, but it's a heartfelt spirit of a living God. And when I told that man today, I said, look, what if it had been a heart attack you had? And you'd be dead. I seen a sadness roll over his face. I said, I know you can't get saved unless God deals with you, unless he calls you. I mean, you know, I could say, repeat this prayer after me 1,000 times if God ain't dealing with him. But I could see God moving upon him. Why? Because I told him the truth. Oh, we got to remember, saints, we got to give the good counsel to everyone, because Eve took the bad counsel, and see what happened to Adam, don't you? Adam was a man that went out every day and walked with God. I mean, they was in the Garden of Eden. God told him what to do and how to do it, and they had a good life, and it was marvelous, and they'd still be there. But Eve got some bad counsel and listened to what he was told her. Surely you'll not die. My Bible said if you die in your sin of where I am, you cannot come. We have to keep ourselves. Listen to me. If we do something wrong, you need to look at somebody else like Adam did and blamed Eve. We've got to understand, get in that. I preached something on this order the other night. If we don't get to understanding, we are give account to God ourselves. Nobody, my wife can't stand for me, my children can't. If I sin, then I willfully go against the things of God and know that I'm doing wrong and I won't repent. I harden my heart. The Bible said he would turn me over to a reprobate of mine to believe a lie and be damned. There's people that go to church, but they don't have the joy. Something's wrong. People go to church and they don't want to back up things going on. Something's wrong. Where's it wrong at? It's wrong in their heart. But you cannot change them if they won't take the counsel of God. If they harden their heart against God, they'll have a damnation pronounced on them. And that happens right in the house of God, where you folks believe in me or not. I've seen it over and over. I've seen people get all tore up over nothing, and it don't amount to nothing, and they won't take good counsel. We need to get away from things that defiles. We need to get away from things that makes our stomach knot up. And we need to get away from things that's not joy and peace. Jesus said, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives. The world can't give you what Jesus can give you. But you've got to go to him. You've got to go to him and take the yoke upon you and start learning what he said. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor. If you've been doing things, you know, you praise God, you're tired and wore out, just go and find yourself a place to pray. Ask God to help you. If there's people bothering you on the job, get yourself a place to pray. And God will give you joy and peace. He'll lift you up above that trouble. Praise God, I've lived it, I've seen it, and I know it's real. But you've got to go to the counselor. You've got to go to the one that will tell you. Praise God. He tells us to study before we speak. I've gotten in trouble a lot of times because I open my mouth, give me my 2 cents worth. It wasn't worth it. It causes more trouble. I found out if I could just hold my peace and let the Lord do my fighting, I go around with joy in my soul. I go around, I'm happy. I glorify God. I'm telling you, when you start reading that book of Psalms in the first chapter there, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. But I could turn that around and say, blessed is the man that walketh in the counsel of the Lord Jesus. And if you'll take his counsel and you'll walk in his spirit, you'll be called a son of God. You know, in the world we're living in the church world, people are afraid to say, I'm a child of God. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. My Bible tells me that I have been redeemed and I am a child. child of God, and I do walk in the Spirit, and I'm led of God's Spirit. And if you do that, I'm here to tell you, there'll be a lot of things you don't understand, a lot of things you don't know what to do with, but as long as you keep the peace and know what the Lord said.
Yes.
One of my brothers come to me long about 2 years ago. I thought he was going to commit suicide. He was so tore up. He just about lost it. I'm telling you, it was pitiful. I went to him and I thought about calling other men to come and help me pray. I thought, it just didn't feel right. You don't need to do that. Go meet him. I met him in a private place. And he was so tore up about the past. Somebody told him, you know, look what you've done back there.
Yes, sir.
See what went on back there?
Yes, sir.
Don't you know that when you receive Christ that all that dies?
Yes.
Don't you know that's all buried and gone forever? And I told him what the 14th chapter of St. John says. Jesus said in the 27th verse, 14th chapter, my peace I give unto you.
Glory.
I said, you remember when that peace come? He said, yes. Oh, I felt it so wonderful. It was great. Oh, I know when the Lord come in.
Yes.
I said, the enemy has come to destroy you.
Yes.
But telling you to look back yonder. We're not, the Bible tells us not even to look back from where we came and not even name the things that we was in. But praise God, set our affections on things above and start looking unto Jesus. He's the one, praise God. Do you know he's the door? He's the way? He's the truth? And he's alive. And if we don't have that life in us here, we're not going there.
Yes,
we got to keep this life stirred up.
Amen.
If we're not happy going to church, what are we going to church for? Right? But you see, counselors, people say, oh, that's okay. Don't worry about it. Yes, I worry about it. I see our folks. We got some folks. Sometimes they're up. Sometimes they're down. I've had my ups and downs. I'm not knocking that. The devil's going to fight you all. But what you got to understand is you got to go to the one, praise God, that's great and one that's mighty and one's a good counselor. And the one, praise God, will tell you what to do. He tells us to not be weary and well-doing. We'll reap in due season if we faint not. But you've got to keep right on keeping on. Keep on. And the Bible said to walk in the light as he is in the light. We'll have fellowship, brother. If we walk in the light as he's in the light, we'll have fellowship one with another. And without Jesus, God's Son, will cleanse us from all sin.
Yes.
I'm telling you, there's a lot of people need to get these scriptures.
Yes,
yes, sir.
Amen.
The Bible plainly tells us, and this is counsel from God, if we don't love our neighbor and we don't love our brothers, he said, you cannot love God whom you have not seen. If you say you don't love your brother, you can't love God whom you've not seen. I've got news for you. God's Bible and the first epistle to John will straighten us out. It'll tell us right off, if you don't believe Jesus, the Son of God, well, you can't be saved no more. You got to get the counsel that comes. You got to be like Enoch. You know what Enoch? Don't say much about him. It talks about him in Hebrews. The Bible said he walked with God. And he had a testimony that pleased God. And the Bible said, and he was not. What does it mean? He left here. Nobody knows where he went. And he was not. For the Bible said that God took him. God, he had a testimony. Oh, God. He had a testimony. It's not where I don't preach to try to please people. I love to have everybody be my brother. I like to have them love me, Lord. Grafted in the tables of my heart that I am to tell you, praise God, if you don't get down to where you're happy and you please God with you, is God pleased with our testimony?
Listen to
that. I mean, you didn't just get in the mirror. I looked in the other morning and said, something happened to you, man. What happened to that old head? Your face got wrinkles in it. I said, yeah, but I'm still saved, devil. I've still got the victory, devil. I've still got Jesus in my heart. What I'm trying to do is give you good counsel tonight. You need to understand, the Bible said, work out your own salvation with fear and with trembling.
That's the word.
I love you, folks.
Come on,
I come tonight because the Lord laid this on my heart. He plainly tells us that we can stand in the way of sinners.
Come on, preacher.
Now, if you guys get together, I'm talking about our church. I just preach church. I don't care what my... I'm a pastor. I'm not an evangelist. They preach to the lost most of the time. I try to encourage people how to live to go on after they get them saved.
That's right.
I try to tell people.
Yes, sir.
And I try to help people.
Yes,
I try to help our church. Some I can help, some I can't. You can't get fall down because somebody won't obey the word of God. I know for my own life, and on working for God, there's people who will never line up to what you believe.
Right.
But they're going to give account for what they hear. It's not the hearer that's justified, but it's the doer. Now, when you get the fear of God and you and somebody preaches, he don't know nothing about you or she don't know nothing about you, and you know, man, somebody told him something. Yes, somebody sure did. God begins to talk to your heart, and when you start lining up to it, you'll find out that joy comes in. I got saved in 1969, October the 12th, praise God, at 7:15 at 15th and Ray, Cincinnati, Ohio, and there was a joy coming here. The glory to God that changed me. And I'll tell you, the devil's come this way. He's come that way. He say, follow me. I grabbed the book. I get in the word of God. I'm looking and see of what he says for me. And men would try to get with me and fuss about, what do you believe about baptism? I tell them what Matthew said, the 28th chapter. Praise God, we baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. They'd say, well, do you believe it? Yes, well, that way. I said, man, wait a minute. I was working, driving a truck, and them guys standing around, I said, look.